Welcome to our Behind the Enemy Lines program here on KIOW.com. I'm Zarin Agustal, and today we're talking with the head coach of the Woodbury Central Wildcats. They're going to be taking on the West Hancock Eagles here on KIOW 107.3 FM and also on B103, 103.1 FM at 1 o'clock today. Jay and Kevin will go on the air at 12:45. We're getting you primed up for that, and we are talking with the head man of the Wildcats now, and that is Kurt Bramer. And, Coach, let's go all the way back to talk about your semifinal win over East Buchanan. They kind of jump out right away and score a touchdown. We're going to get into the game itself here in a moment. You guys came back and found the victory. But first of all, let's talk about preparing for that game. Did you guys, obviously East Buchanan was the team, the odd man out of the team. The rest of them were the teams that were supposed to be there. Did you guys have that mindset all week long that, hey, it's still the Final Four and East Buchanan's still going to be a good football team? We got to play well.
Yeah, of course. Anytime get like you said, you get down to the Final Four teams of the state, there's a reason that they're there, and you just don't ever know each and every game, who's going to put out and who's going to get the job done. So yeah, we knew going in it's going to be a tall task.
And Coach, as I mentioned before, East Buchanan kind of jumped out right away, got the first touchdown of the game, but you guys persevered, came back and found a win and found scores and stops when you needed to. How'd you get that done?
I'd say the staff did a really good job of making some adjustments and getting maybe a few more people in the box and not sitting back on our heels as much, if that's what you want to call it, and trying to get some more pressure on their side of the ball, and in doing so, we got some stops and got our offense on the field a bit more. And anytime you get our offense on the field, some good things are going to happen.
Coach, I know you guys have had experience in the dome as your opponent today, West Hancock has, but you got to have some kids that are new to the dome. I know you got a freshman that's a couple of freshmen that have been playing really well. So how was that kind of that oohs and ahs and getting those kids ready and playing in the dome? Some of those kids for the first time, some of those kids, I mean, you haven't done it all since last year. So how was that?
I think, like I said, this is our third time in 4 years being there, and now it's 4 out of 5. And I think for those seniors and juniors that have been on teams that have been down there before, that experienced it has helped a lot. And then those, of course, we have some younger kids playing too. I think the first few moments are, kind of new for them and kind of might be a little shock to the system. But I can say for the most part, the team did a good job of, knowing what to expect. We tried to talk about it a little bit before we left on the bus and everything else. And I think they did a nice job.
A couple of semifinal losses to Grundy Center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Coach, you guys finally broke through and are going to play for a state championship. What was kind of that like in the locker room? What was the temperature, and how do the kids feel right now getting ready to play in a state title game?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to get that monkey off her back. Like I said, they've been there a few times, and to finally get that win meant the world to the boys and to the, not only to the boys, but also to Woodbury Central and the whole town and the whole works. So, and I think the kids know that we're up against another tough task. West Hancock, has been there quite a few times in the state championship. I think this is 3 in a row, and we're going to do our best to do what we can up front to get the job done. And the kids are more excited, and we've had a good week so far at prep time. So, yeah.
Coach, we'll take you back to 2019. You guys played West Hancock in the semifinals. The Eagles came out on top of that one. I know completely different teams for both clubs with this year's teams, but anything you can take from that one or just that experience of playing against the program? I'm sure it's not revenge or anything.
Yeah, of course. I think you guys have what they love to do and what they're very good at and what they're well-coached to do, and that takes care of the ground game. And they have some great athletes on both sides of the ball that are more capable of making plays. And we just got to do our best reading our keys and attacking downhill.
We're talking with Woodbury Central head football coach Kurt Bramer, getting set for West Hancock in Woodbury Central in the state championship game today. What have you seen on film from West Hancock, and what are you looking forward to trying to stop today?
There's a reason they have almost 4,000 yards on the ground. They're a well-balanced team. They can run trap, they can run counter, they can run lead, they can run power. So pretty much got to take care of the whole front. Like I said, we just got to make sure we are do our best to hold their ground up front and read our keys and make sure each and every one of us do our job.
Coach, you have a potent offense yourself. That's a big thing for you all year long, and you guys could score quickly if you need be. Is that an advantage for your team in this game, that if you guys need to huck the ball down the field and try to score quickly, play comeback or anything like that, is that an advantage to your team?
Yeah, I think we do an excellent job of trying to take advantage of what they're going to give up. And like I said, we've got a great staff that can make sure the kids know what they're doing, what the game plan is during the week and everything else, and we rep the heck out of it. And like I said, we have a couple guys, more than a few guys on the outside of the ball that can get the job done for us.
And, of course, one of those guys, Drew, your quarterback, a guy that a senior who has almost 60% completion rate, over 2,600 yards this year, 31 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, that's all. I mean, your offense revolves around him and leading the guys. What has made him so good this year?
I think just the amount of time he puts in during the offseason and the amount of time he puts in film work and making sure he goes back and reads, looks on film about his read patterns and trying to look back at the film that the teams that we are up against, what they've done in the past and what they like to do against certain fronts and everything else. And he's just one of those guys that can make every throw on the field and is capable of checking down to his third wide receiver if he needs to.
Your leading receiver, also a senior, Eric McGill. Does the senior, that camaraderie between Drew and Eric, is that what has helped make them guys so good this year?
Yeah, I think of course it does. I mean, anytime you are used to somebody with the routes that they run and the timing of it, it's going to work in your favor, and they kind of both read each other a little bit. Each other knows exactly where they're going to be, and yeah, they just do an excellent job.
Last one on your offense here, Coach. Let's talk about your freshman receiver, Jaden Lloyd, 430 yards, 7 touchdowns this year. How has he been able to come in? I mean, there's a big difference between juniors and seniors. How has he been able to come in and play so well with those upperclassmen this year with that camaraderie?
Jaden's done an excellent job for us, not only on offense. He's also played defense. He's also our kicker and everything else. He just does an excellent job of controlling his emotions the best he can, and the older group has taken him under his wing a little bit and try to make sure they talk to him a little bit more and make sure he has what he needs. And the coaching staff has done a great job being patient with him and just knowing that he is a freshman, he is going to make mistakes, and so far he hasn't made very many, and very proud of him and what he's been able to do this year.
What are West Hancock fans going to see from your team defensively today, Coach?
Hopefully we see a team that is doing a pretty good job up front, that we can control the line of scrimmage a little bit, and having some guys run free and trying to make some plays.
Coach, your team has been very good, almost 20 interceptions and almost double-digit fumble recoveries this year. Your team has been very good taking the ball away. How have they been so good in the turnover battle this year?
We just work at, you know, during the early season, early weeks of the year, we work on it every single day. We also talk about, you know, the staff does a great job of putting players where they need to be, where teams like to get the ball to and everything else. So, the kids have done an excellent job of taking advantage of what they are trying to do and learn from film work and rep work, and I can't say enough what they've done on that side of the ball.
Let me end by following up on that. Could a turnover decide this championship game between these two good teams?
Well, I think any time you play, have two excellent teams playing against each other, I think any type of turnovers is going to be an advantage, and that could be a big part of it. Yep.
The fifth-year head coach of the Woodbury Central Wildcats, Kurt Bramer, thanks so much, Coach, for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on KIOW.com for our Behind the Enemy Lines segment. If you're joining us before today's state championship game, please join us at 12:45 today. Jay and Kevin will have the call. West Hancock will play for another state championship, state title in 2019, state title in 2021, state title loss a year ago, trying to change that to win a state championship again here in 2023. Two teams that have been at the state championship game are in the dome quite often. Woodbury Central has only missed the dome once since 2019. That was in 2020 when they lost to St. Albert in the second round. West Hancock also has only missed the Dome one time since, well, theirs goes back to 2018. But also, of course, that came in 2020 when West Hancock lost to Grundy Center in the quarterfinal matchup. These two teams, pretty similar. The only difference, West Hancock has a couple of state titles. Woodbury Central trying to win their first football state championship since they won a 1A title in 1980. They beat Parkersburg 42-8 in the 1980 Class 1A state championship game. Other teams there, it's kind of crazy to hear some of these teams, but a Trainer was a 1A school. Milford was a school. Manila, that's now a consolidated school. Of course, Sheffield Chapin was in that 1980 Class 1A field as well. That's now West Fork. An LDFR, another school that a lot of people probably won't recognize there in that one. So a lot of fun times. Hopefully you guys can join us at 12:45. Jay and Kevin will have the call. Really appreciate everybody here on KIOW.com. I'm Zarin Agostel. Have a great day.